Good morning from New York City. I'm sitting here thinking about a fun conversation I had last night with my friend Maya. She's just written her second book, and she was telling me it's 80,000 words, and it's been written and completed in a rather unconventional way, sort of at breakneck speed. And we were talking about this woman she's been working with. She went for a three-day weekend with her to share the idea and hash out what the book might look like. This woman is very talented at deep listening, challenging the author's thinking, massaging the outline, just getting the author to the start line in a unique, very clear fashion. And then some authors go on to work with her to publish and some don't. And Maya chose to work with this woman. It's a self-publishing formula and it's extremely intensive. It's very fast. There are hard deadlines. And when you sign up, you find yourself sort of in a mixer and thrown around and it's tough, right? And she was telling me that she's really suffered, but come out the other end on time with this final product. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is I was asking her about working with this woman, and she was saying, yeah, it was really tough, but I decided to trust the process. She's very successful. She knows what she's doing. And it took me outside of my comfort zone. I didn't enjoy it, but I feel like I got a good end product. And she feels good about the book. It got me thinking, something that I love is to work with people that I deem to be really good at their craft, whatever it is. It could be an architect or a dentist or a real estate agent or a body worker or a therapist. They are who they say they are. And your job as the client is to trust. And that's not always easy because they're better than you are. And sometimes their tolerance or patience for your questions or indecision can create an adversarial relationship. I think that probably came from when I was an executive recruiter. I was really vested. I took it very seriously in the sense that I really didn't want to disappoint. Now, that's a theme in my life. I hate to disappoint people. But I had this thing about surprise and delight, and I tried to set up my relationships with positive expectation. I love those words. I think that people rise to their highest abilities when there's an air of positive expectation. And in my business, I worked hard to manage expectation, to tell the client exactly what to expect, when it was going to come. And then if I wasn't able to deliver, I beat them to the punch and told them up front that I was going to miss a deadline or whatever had happened. I was trying at all costs to avoid an adversarial relationship. And that's how I work with professionals. I love to work with people who I determine, and this is my personal discernment, I believe that they value excellence. I like to think that they know more than me, that they've done their work, that they take pride in their work, that they're vested in delivering on their promise. So when I get uncomfortable or upset, what I like to say is, I need you to manage my expectations rather than lashing out or accusing. It's not always easy. The things that quickly come to mind are when you're building a house or when you're working with a real estate agent and you have some story in your head about how it's going to work out and things go sideways. It's really easy to lash out and it kills the positive expectation. One of my friends the other day said, have you ever noticed that clients call and always complain? They never tell you did a great job or that they love something you did. They tend to call and complain and whine and lash out. And he was just venting. But bringing the story back to Maya, she was saying, yes, she was uncomfortable and she got upset a few times. But she decided to trust the process. She signed up, she delivered on her end, and the woman who's helping herself publish delivered as well. They're hitting their deadline. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is choose your professionals carefully and do what you can to create positive expectation. You set it up that you expect them to do their best work, and you can't wait to see what they're going to do for you. It's so much better than having that adversarial relationship and complaining and being let down. You get to use your discernment when you choose someone. And you can also set it up with asking them to manage your expectation, telling them how you like people to work with you, and then holding them accountable. It has a different energy. I know, speaking for myself, I worked a lot better when I felt like my clients had positive expectation. I didn't want to let them down. I wanted to surprise and delight. And I basically wanted to hear them say, I knocked it out of the ballpark. Now, it didn't always work out, but that was kind of the thing I was carrying around in my head. I'm not sure who needs to hear that, but that was my thought of the morning. I guess I'd leave you with the question. Are you working with someone who you feel is letting you down? Are you feeling angry, having negative thoughts rolling around in your head, feeling like they're not managing your expectation? How can you turn that around? Can you have a conversation to level set and start again? Or do you perhaps need to move on and hire someone else? It's up to you if you're the client. And I know when you're the service provider, it can be really difficult to reset, but it might just be worth a try. That's all for now. Until next time, from my heart to yours.